saw a farmer's daughter, so beautiful, I'm told. Her parents died and left her £500 in gold. She lived with her uncle, the cause of all her woe. And pretty soon, as you shall hear, she caused his overthrow. Her uncle said one morning, "Come rise, young lady, rise, for there's a wealthy squire's son waiting for you outside." But she said, "Oh, dearest uncle, I'm sure I'd rather be walking with my William on the banks of sweet Dundee. There's no need for all your squire's sons, your lords and dukes likewise, for I'm sure that my own William's like the sunshine in my eyes." He said, "Unruly female, you ne'er shall happy be, you ne'er shall marry William on the banks of sweet Dundee." Her uncle and the squire's son rode out one summer's day. "Young William is in favour," her uncle he did say. "Let's bind him," said the squire's son, "and hang him from a tree." But her uncle said, "Let the press gang come and take him off to sea." The press gang came for William when he was all alone, and he did fight so bravely, yet there was 6-1. The blood it flowed in torrents, "Pray kill me now," said he, "for I'd rather die for Mary on the banks of sweet Dundee." It chanced that she was walking, lamenting for her love. Squire's son, he spied her down by her uncle's grove. He put his arms around her. Stand off," said she, "for you sent the only lad I love from the banks of sweet Dundee." He put his arms around her, and he tried to throw her down, but two pistols and a sword she spied beneath his morning gown. Young Mary took the pistol and the sword she used so free, and she did fire and shot the squire on the banks of sweet Dundee. Her uncle overheard the noise, and he hastens to the ground. "Oh, since you have killed the squire's son, I'll give you your death wound." "Stand off then," cried young Mary, "undaunted I will be." And the trigger she drew, and her uncle slew on the banks of sweet Dundee. Young William he was sent for, and he quickly did return. As soon as he came back again, young Mary ceased to mourn. The day soon was appointed that married they should be. So now they live in splendor on the banks of sweet Dundee.